Hey everyone, welcome back or welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. If you've never heard this before, I'm so happy to finally be recording. So happy new year. I'm super excited for 2022. I feel like it's going to be a great year for everybody. And I feel like it's just like a new beginning. I don't know. I have really, really positive vibes from 2022. And that's exactly what this episode is about, of course. It couldn't be about anything else other than the new year. But I hope you guys all had a great holiday, a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah, a great anything else, if you guys celebrate anything else. Or if you don't celebrate anything, I hope you're just staying warm and staying safe, as for everyone else. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about 2022 and how to accomplish everything you want to accomplish. How I think you should plan it out, how I think you can get to where you want to be, and just how to have a positive outlook on the year. For me, for the last 3 or 4 years, every single year I have sat down and made a resolution list, and I have also made a vision board after I make that list. Vision boards are very helpful, especially for people who are visual learners, or if you just want to look at it every day. It kind of just helps you have a foundation for some things that you want to accomplish, like buying a new car, losing weight, going to the gym more. Maybe it's starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, getting a new job, getting a promotion. It could be anything, or it could be something simple like breaking a habit of biting your nails, or if you want to break the habit of sleeping too late, like you don't want to wake up at 2 p.m., you want to start sleeping. You want to start waking up earlier and going to sleep earlier. No matter how big or small, write it down on this list just so you can reflect on it anytime you feel lost or you feel like you don't know what to do. You can go back and look at your goal list and say, okay, I need to focus on this next, or I need to do this next. And the year is long. It flies by, but the year is long. So try not to put too much pressure on doing every single thing at once. Just take your time and ease into things, especially if it's something like losing weight, because I know a lot of people have that on their resolution list every year. You don't have to completely rush into it and start like only eating 1200 calories every day, which by the way is not healthy at all, and no one should eat that much unless you're a toddler. But you don't just have to jump into it that fast. It can start with, okay, I don't want to drink pop anymore and I don't want to eat fast food anymore. And then once you cut those things out, you can cut out more and more. So whatever it is, start small, start big, start somewhere in the middle. It's completely up to you and how you feel about it. But my first thing I think everybody should do is make a goal list or a resolution list. It doesn't have to be a certain number of things, but make your goal list of everything that you want to do. The second thing that you need to do is you should make a vision board. You can make a physical one on a piece of cardboard, on a poster board, or you can make a virtual one with apps like Canva, PixArt, Photoshop, and I'm sure there's lots more apps, but you can also just make them virtually if you don't have a printer or if you don't have access to a printer. You can literally just save photos from Pinterest and make it on PixArt, and PixArt is free and really easy to use, and then just set it as your background. Like, you don't have to be intricate with it and spend a lot of time making it. You only have to do that if you want to. I like to make a physical board because I just like to keep it on the wall in my bedroom and look at it every day, and I think it's really fun to make it, especially if you have somebody to make it with. It's like a really fun activity to do. So definitely make your goal list and make your vision board. If you haven't done those yet, that's okay. Just get them done as soon as you can. And really sit with yourself and think about what you want to put on your goal list. Don't just put like very, very basic things. You need to be specific. And I keep using this example because I've had this on my list for years and I never get it done. And I think this is finally going to be the year I do it. But again, like losing weight, it's too vague. It's way too vague. Like, you have to be specific. So instead of putting that, I put eat healthy and work out more. Because by eating healthier and working out more, those two things are eventually going to lead to weight loss. So instead of just thinking, oh, I have to lose weight, I think of it like, oh, I have to eat healthier and I have to work out more. And I want to do those things for my health as well. And it's just way, way more specific and way easier to follow when you actually have a plan like that. You can also do this for stuff like if you want to move out, right? I need to save money or I need to get a job, because those are the things that you need to move out. You're going to need to have a job and have a steady income and save up. So that's another thing you can put to be a little bit more specific. And you can watch a lot of YouTube videos about this or other podcasts. Go on Tumblr and look at the posts, look at people's blogs, because there are so many good pages and good people who talk about all of these things, like probably way more specifically, and they can show you examples. So just like dig, literally just dig on the internet for good advice, because there will be people that are going to be able to give you really good tips and like more examples of how to be more specific. So a little bit leaning more into being specific is you have to make a plan, which I kind of already explained, but after you make your goal list and after or before you make your vision board, just write down your plans for these things. Losing weight, your plan is to eat healthier, have a calorie deficit, and work out more. Your plan to move out is to get a job with a better wage and save up. Maybe go on a budget. Or maybe if your plan is to stop biting your nails, instead of doing that, you can make your plan as get like some of that stuff that makes your nails taste disgusting and instead chew gum. So it just has to be what you want to do and how you're going to do it. I've already talked about this a little on my podcast before, but it's really important to have a plan for your goal list, because yes, having a goal list is a plan, but breaking it down even more into smaller steps might sound complicated, but it's actually a way less stressful and a way easier way to look at things. Because when I think about certain things, it's just like, okay, well, how am I going to do it? Like, this just seems a lot more complicated than it should be. But once you break it down and you realize, okay, instead of doing that, all I have to do is this, it's way, way, way easier. So just ask yourself, how are you going to do it? And what is something you can do every day to get yourself to that goal? So what is something every single day you can do to lose the weight you want to lose? Or what is something you can do every day to move out? Like, you can save $5 a day, you can save $1 a day, you can try to sell stuff on Depop or Poshmark or Mercari, that would help you move out faster. Anything like that, or just like job hunting, if you want to get a new job, something you can do every day to get yourself that is to job hunt every single day, to make a resume, like just find stuff every single day you can do to work yourself towards that goal. And that's obviously more towards big goals, like the one I mentioned. Like, that wouldn't really work for stopping habits, but yeah. Or like, if one of your goals is to buy yourself like a certain bag or something, maybe every day you put like $5 into that bag fund. Because I put a couple bags on my board, like the Balenciaga bags I posted, those I want those so bad, so I'm going to try to do something every single day, whether it's selling a new item, door dashing for some extra money, doing this, doing that, just to, you know, like, solidify what I want and how I'm going to get it. But I didn't really want this to be too long or too complicated, so make your goal list, make your vision board, and get that goal list and say, how am I going to do all of these things? And write down how you're going to do it. Reflect on it often. I'm not saying reflect on it every day, but if it's easier for you and you think that you'll pay more attention to it, make this stuff virtually. You can do it in your notes app. You can do it on a special app. It's just all what you want to do. I wrote everything of mine down physically, and I think that's really, really important. If you are someone who likes writing stuff down physically, because I think that helps like manifest it better. But virtually is okay too, because I know some people just don't really like writing stuff down or making physical things anymore. They just prefer to have it accessible at all times, and I understand that. So that's definitely a good option too. But happy 2022. Happy New Year. I'm going to post again sometime this week. I don't know when, but I'm coming back with at least one podcast a week all 2022. So, happy new year. I hope you guys are all staying safe, staying warm. Make sure you are wearing your mask. Get your cute little pink masks, Hello Kitty ones, whatever. And wear them because it's important. Anyway, hope you guys all have a good day. Bye.